first. Make sure the tape is around. This is Liza Kerwin interviewing Robert Coggins at his home in Marietta, Georgia for the Archives of American Art, September 26, 1985. Dr. Coggins, could you begin by telling us a little bit about your family background and education?
I was born in Marietta in 1924, May 7th. My mother and father were both native Southerners. My mother was born in Versailles, Georgia, and was a member of the Banks family, which is a very prominent family in Georgia and Alabama.
What was the name of the town?
Forsyth.
Forsyth?
Forsyth. And through the Banks Weaver side of the family, my maternal great-grandmother, we go back to Robert E. Lee and the Washington family.
Mm-hmm.
My father was from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and there are many Cogginses in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Spartanburg County and Spartanburg, South Carolina. They were mostly farmers and later became merchants. They met when my father was in Atlanta, working at Richards, which is the Macy's of Atlanta,
the department store
mm-hmm. of Atlanta, similar to Macy's or one of the other big department mm-hmm. stores in New York. They were married. They came to Marietta in 1923, and my father opened up his own shoe business. I grew up in Marietta, which was a very small country town, 20 miles from Atlanta, with one two-lane road and the streetcar. That was about the transportation modes to Atlanta. I was educated in Marietta Public Schools until my last 2 years of high school, and I went to preparatory school at the Baylor School in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is one of the South's better preparatory schools. Fortunately, I did go. It made me much better prepared for my college education and for life thereafter. Mm-hmm. They have very strict academic standards. And of course, being in the 39, 40, 41, the discipline of that era and the discipline of the day are two entirely different things.
Mm-hmm.
From my background at Baylor, it made it very easy for me to be accepted at Emory. I attended Emory University in 1941. I was a freshman at Emory when World War II began. And after this, everyone sort of took a lackadaisical attitude. My peers, we would all be in the service very shortly and would probably be drafted in a very short period of time. On my 18th birthday, I enlisted and was assigned to the V-12 program, which had been organized by that time. This was a college program, and actually you were in the United States Navy, but you went to college under the Navy. A very fine program.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent about another year and a quarter going 12 months a year at Emory. At the end of my junior year of college, I was given a choice to either go on to medical school or to go to midshipman school and become an officer. I chose to go to midshipman school. Number one, I didn't want to be a coward. I wanted to do my fair share.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I think I would have been much too young to have been a graduate physician by the age of 21 or 22 years of age. So I've never regretted it. I went overseas in the during the war in the South Pacific from Guadalcanal to Iwo Jima, spending most of the time around Guam, Tinian, and Saipan. I was the commanding officer of an LCT, landing craft tank.
LCT,
mm-hmm. landing craft tank. And I was the senior officer and frequently